Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Ever wonder how online stuff, especially gambling, is actually, kept in check across a whole country?
It's a huge challenge, definitely.
Well, today we're looking into this system in Germany called Lugas. That's L-U-G-A-S, and it's pronounced just like one word, Lugas.
Right, the cross-province gambling supervision system.
Exactly. So whether you're just into tech regulation or you saw the name Lugas somewhere, we're going to unpack it. What is it? How does it work? Why is it even a thing?
Okay, so the main idea behind Lugas, it's really about stopping what they call parallel gambling.
Parallel gambling, meaning?
Meaning playing on multiple different gambling websites at the exact same time. Lugas acts like a central hub, linking all the licensed online gambling operators in Germany.
Ah, okay. So it watches player activity.
Precisely. It uses a central database. It knows when you log in, when you log out across all connected sites. So if you have accounts on, say, three different betting platforms.
Lugas makes sure you're only actively using one at a time.
Exactly that. It prevents simultaneous active play.
Okay, but how does Lugas, the system itself, physically stop me from having, like, two browser tabs open betting on both?
Good question. It relies on something called an activity file for every player. Think of it like a status flag linked to your ID in the Lugas system.
A status flag.
Yeah. When you log into Site A, Site A tells Lugas, this player is now active. That's an activation. Log out. And Site A should tell Lugas, okay, inactive now. Deactivation.
And the real-time part is key, I guess.
Absolutely. So you're active on Site A. You try logging into Site B. Site B has to check with Lugas first. Lugas says, hold on, this player ID is already marked active.
And Site B blocks the login.
Well, it prevents you from becoming active on Site B while you're still flagged as active on Site A, so you can't actively gamble on both.
Okay, that makes sense. It's about real-time engagement. What if I just log out of Site A and immediately try Site B?
Ah, they thought of that. There's a mandatory 5-minute waiting period.
5 minutes? Seriously?
Yep. When you log off or switch providers, you enter this kind of cool down state for 5 minutes before you can be marked active on a different site. It uses these active and inactive statuses.
What if this site forgets to mark me inactive? Like if I just close the tab?
Interesting point. Lugas actually has a failsafe. If your status stays active for too long without any, interaction or explicit logout signal from the provider,
Lugas steps in.
Uh-huh. It automatically sets your status back to inactive after a certain period. Prevents you from being locked out accidentally if a site's reporting messes up.
Smart. So what data are these sites actually sending to Lugas? Is it like my whole betting history?
No, much simpler. It's basically just your unique player ID and that activity status, active or inactive. That's the core info pinged back and forth every time your status changes.
And for registration?
When you first sign up, the operator sends your registration details, including that ID, to Lugas. Lugas is a quick check, are you already active elsewhere under this ID, and sends back a confirmation or a rejection. It's pretty instant.
Okay, and the operators themselves, what can they see or do within this Lugas connection?
The licensed operators, the gambling sites, they manage your initial registration data within their system, obviously. They handle any changes to your info, your ID, and critically, they are the ones setting your status to active or inactive on their platform.
But they can't see if I'm playing on a competitor site?
No, definitely not. That cross-provider activity info is only visible to the central Lugas system itself, not to the individual operators. Privacy is maintained between competitors.
And the data doesn't live forever, right? What happens when I close an account?
Right. If you decide to close your account with, say, Site A, then Site A tells Lugas, and all your data specifically related to that account within the Lugas system gets deleted.
Okay, important for data protection. Who pays for all this, though?
Yeah.
This central system must cost something to run.
It does. And the cost, the operation and maintenance fees for Lugas falls entirely on the license holders, the gambling operators themselves. It's part of the cost of being licensed in Germany.
So pulling it all together, the big why behind Lugas is really player safety and making sure everyone follows the rules.
Exactly. It's a very clear statement about prioritizing responsible gambling and regulatory compliance. You know, what's quite impressive, I think, is how centralized and immediate it is.
That real-time check.
Yeah, the real-time checks and those automatic deactivations, if needed, creates quite a strong barrier against players trying to game the system or perhaps getting into trouble with excessive parallel play.
It definitely paints a vivid picture of modern digital regulation. What parts of Lugas stand out to you as maybe particularly clever or potentially a bit clunky for the user?
Well, that automatic inactivation I mentioned, that's pretty smart, a good backup. But that 5-minute waiting period when you switch sites,
Yeah, I could see that annoying some people.
it might feel like a small friction point, right? It's clearly designed to slow down rapid switching, which aligns with the protection goal, but it's a direct trade-off against a totally seamless user hop between platforms.
So, to sum it up, Lucas, that single word system, is essentially Germany's central monitor for online gambling, stopping simultaneous play across different sites using real-time tracking and rules like that 5-minute wait.
Precisely. And it makes you think, doesn't it? As more of our lives go digital, how do we find that sweet spot? Systems that offer necessary oversight and protection, but without feeling overly intrusive or getting in the way of individual freedom and just, well, ease of use. Where's that balance?
That is definitely the big question, something for all of us to think about. Thanks for breaking down Lucas today. Really insightful.
My pleasure.
And thanks to you for joining us on the Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.